This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as a physician and an amateur scuba diver, I thought the movie 13 Lives was fantastic. Okay, and I'll try not to give any spoilers, but do you guys remember the Thailand cave rescue of the junior, you know, soccer team? They call it football there, but there was a bunch of kids that went to the cave one day after a football game, soccer game, and then they got stuck. We talked about it on air a few years back and the amazing rescue by divers. Well, 13 Lives is one of many movies that have been made about the heroic efforts by those who got involved with that. And it's, I mean, most people know the story, but still, you the surprise and the suspense is there. So for those of you that are kind of trying to recap, you know, maybe see the movie first, because I was really on the edge of my seat. So 13 Lives is on Prime Video, Amazon Prime, and Viggo Mortensen's in it. Colin Farrell, is it Tom Bateman? There's a couple other actors I want to give. Tom Bateman, Joel Edgerton. And it was directed by Ron Howard. It's a fantastic film going through what happened with the Tom Lang cave rescue. And when you watch it, you'll remember, I mean, it only happened in 2018. In fact, it's funny, I was up in San Francisco when all this was going on. I was working, it was summer of 2018, and this spanned multiple weeks from June to July. And so in a nutshell, for those of us that remember the history, I'm not talking about the movie. I won't bring up the movie, okay? All right. But Viggo Mortensen's in it. That's all you need to know. Viggo Mortensen's in it. He's fantastic. He was not naked. One of the very few movies he's not naked in. Yeah, so, but that's okay. It was still good. It was still good, okay? Although now I have a whole new fantasy with him. You know, before it was Aragorn, and, you know, he would take me off to Rivendell or whatever. But now it's like, okay, we could do some cave stuff in my fantasy. So, all right. But that's for another discussion when we talk about Viggo Mortensen and sex fantasies. Let's talk about the Tom Lang cave rescue. So 12 kids and their coach were playing that day, and it was one of the kids' birthday. And I guess, I think the coach was Buddhist, I'm not sure, but there was a ritual that the kids wanted to do before the birthday party. So they went into these caves. And I gotta tell you, man, I mean, we have a lot of great nature around where I live, but man, if there were these caves where I lived, I would be in these caves all the time. I mean, it's good hiking, it's good exercise, it's cool, you have your flashlights, I mean, it's exquisite. But the problem is because they're underground and, you know, they get flooded. And even though most of the caves are closed off during the monsoon season, there was an early rain. And that early rain started to catch up with the kids. So what most of us guess is the kids started to track through. They were there. They're like, all right, we got to get back. We got a birthday party. As they were starting to come back, there was water. And they're like, all right, we got to swim across. One couldn't swim, I don't believe. And it was a current, so it wasn't just some stagnant ponds. So even though they could transverse or they could travel through the caves on dry land, there were areas that were flooded, and water was coming through, and so they were stuck. Well, no cell phone service, no, they couldn't really do anything. So parents are like, where the hell are the kids? Authorities get called. Authorities realize they're there. And then part of the pathway to get through the kids, they couldn't get to. So in come the Navy SEAL divers. The Navy SEAL divers were able to get to a junction, a place, but they couldn't get farther because of the current and the flooding. And, you know, for those of us that have scuba dived, you know, okay, your body size is one thing, okay? And I know there's only certain places I can probably get my body, squeeze my butt into. But when you have your tanks, okay, you can't, when you cave dive, you know, just think, okay, all I need is 3 feet or 4 feet. You have got to anticipate the current moving you. So you can hit and crash into the wall. You need to also factor that in. So when you're going through a cave, you know, you can be like, okay, maybe I'll just hold on to the walls. But anything could happen to your regulator. Anything could happen to your tanks, your air tanks. And so it's these caves, there were some small areas. It wasn't just a typical, okay, you know, we could bring a whole school on a field trip path. You know, when kids went through the caves, just like us growing up, us Gen Xers or baby boomers, we didn't wait for there to be, you know, stairs and handrails, all right? So sadly, there was too many cracks and crevices for these divers to go. So people from all over, Israel, UK, everybody and their mother tried to come to help. And, you know, they had to have a coordinated effort. And they thought that, you know, by days in or, you know, I mean, what, 12, 13 days in, that these kids would have been dead. And as we remember from 2018, not the movie, as you remember, you know, they were alive. They were found alive. And that video of them. And they were very calm, cool, collected, thanks to the coach, who the coach said he would do meditation, things like that. And anyway, coach kept apologizing to the parents, going, I never should have let him, never should have let him. We're just grateful that he was there. So the scuba divers had to figure out how to get them out. Of course, just because they could scuba dive and finally get to the kids doesn't mean the kids could scuba dive out. So we talked about anesthesia, and we talked about how they had to anesthetize and get these kids. The medications they used were ketamine, atropine, and a benzodiazepine like Valium. Some of you have asked me back then, have asked me again, what are all those for? The Valium or the Xanax was used to relax him. The ketamine was to kind of knock him out, give them a little amnesia. And the atropine was to stop the salivation. Because if you salivate, you could aspirate. So we have to make sure that, you know, if you are out, you're not going to swallow your drool or aspirate, get the drool into your lungs. So the anesthesiologist, also a huge hero, he was able to get the kids through. Richard Stanton, John Volantham, also the British divers that found the kids. So anyway, what we learned from this is, number one is, all right, people have stamina. These kids were able to survive, and they were able to outlive. All right, never underestimate the heroism. Never underestimate, you know, that lateral move of, well, you know, what if we bring in some medicine? What if, you know, doctors are able to kind of help make this happen? But, you know, just it was a fantastic, fantastic story, and thank God they all got out okay. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so when it comes to our health, we really want to, think that part of it is in our control, and part of it is, well, sorry, it was my genes, so can't blame me. And I would rather have more control, to be honest, but I don't want to take any blame. And cancer is a biggie. When I was in medical school, I learned that one out of every two people get cancer. I think that number is higher. Now, by that getting cancer, it could be a small skin cancer that is able to be removed, go away, and left alone. Okay? It could be an early cervical cancer. It doesn't necessarily mean leukemia. But cancer is common, especially since we're outliving heart disease and a lot of other things that might hit us first. So, a study looked at why men have a higher risk of cancer. And so when you ask a woman why men have a higher risk of cancer, they go, well, it's because they eat like crap and they smoke more and they drink more. If you ask a man why he's at higher risk of cancer, they'll be like, well, because I'm married. Okay. And everybody's wrong. Apparently, they say it really is the intrinsic biological differences between men and women. And this is very, very crucial because as in society, we're trying to blur the lines of what's a man and what's a woman. You cannot deny the difference medically and biologically. And if somebody at all was a man at birth, male, that doctor needs to know about it. So this study looked at 300,000 middle-aged and older Americans who did not have cancer over 15 years. Men were more than twice as likely to develop cancer compared to women, even when they ruled out the lifestyle factors. So non-smoker, or no alcohol, or eating healthy. So according to Dr. Sarah Jackson, an epidemiologist at the National Cancer Institute, this suggests that there are intrinsic biological differences between men and women that affect susceptibility to cancer. Now, we've known this. We've talked about how estrogen might be protective. We talked about how testosterone might enhance risk. I mean, we've come up with tons of theories. This is nothing new. But it seems to be new as everybody, you know, and not everybody, but how, you know, a lot of society wants to ignore the fact that some of us have biological differences. So researchers suggest differences in genes, hormones, and the immune system all play a role. 182,000 women are diagnosed with cancer. That's in the UK. In terms of America, the numbers are obviously much higher. Men surpass. U.S., 970,000 men and 928,000 women have cancer confirmed annually. The number one cancer is lung cancer, still. Researchers from the NCI examined the rates of 21 types of cancer in 171,000 men, 122,000 women. Participants were aged 50 to 71. The records were monitored between 1995 and 2011, and the findings were published in the journal Cancer, and Mail Online is reporting this, and they show that 17,951 cancers were detected among men when they, you know, when they looked at the difference between men and women, but only 8,700 were diagnosed in women. Now, rates of thyroid and gallbladder cancer were higher among women. Prevalence of all other cancers were higher among men, probably except breast. They said they did not look at cancers that are sex-specific, like womb cancer or prostate cancer. Yeah, because I'd say, I mean, prostate cancer, the majority of them would probably be men, even though they say prostate cancer can't affect women. There is tissue women have that is technically considered prostate tissue. But it would, if God forbid somebody had it, it would be mixed in with other gynecological cancer. So men were 11 times more likely to develop esophageal cancer, 4 times more at risk for stomach or throat cancer, 3 times greater chance of getting bladder cancer. Further analysis found men were still more likely to develop cancer overall, even if they weren't smoking, alcohol was accounted for, other carcinogens like exposure to asbestos. Scientists have previously pointed to higher rates of smoking, alcohol consumption, exposure to chemicals like asbestos in factories. They think it could be that maybe men are less likely to seek medical advice. Testosterone. They think testosterone may increase the likelihood of skin, prostate, liver cancer. Women appear to have stronger immune response against cancer infections, oncogenic infections like hepatitis, HPV. Maybe it's their estrogen. They say women have an extra copy of genes that protect against cancer compared to men. Study leader Dr. Sarah Jackson, an epidemiologist at the National Cancer Institute, our researchers show that there are differences in cancer incidence that are not explained by environmental exposures alone. So here's the thing, and we're not going to be very politically correct with this one, okay? We go back to nature and what the male caveman and the female caveman, or Adam and Eve, we're supposed to be designed to do. And we have to stop thinking of men and women as, you know, people in suits and dresses and nylons. We got to think of them as animals that have evolved to humans. We're still in the animal kingdom. A And when it comes to evolution, the whole purpose of evolution is survival of the fittest, for there to be progeny, those progeny to be cared for, to be able to eat, live, and then move on with their lives. And then they make progeny. So what do these kids need when they're born? Okay, well, they need mom. They need mom's milk. They need dad. They need dad's protection. They need dad, the animal kingdom, you know, caveman days. Dad, mom can protect too, right? Mom can hunt also, but if we're looking at the animal in a very, 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 very skeletal sense, right? The cavemen would hunt, maybe do some gathering. Females gather, have that herd, protect the kids, etc. Nurture them. Okay? Well, the dads need to impregnate. Dads impregnate. Dads have, you know, they can impregnate as long as they need to. But once that kid is older, okay, that kid doesn't need dad that much. The kid might need mom in the grandmother sense. And so, and I know some of you guys are like, well, this can't be true, but we see all time and time again the female entities living longer than the male. Look at the black widow. The black widow spider just needs to be impregnated. After she's impregnated, the male is done. And I'm not saying that's what, you know, trust me, I want my husband to be with me for life. But in nature and in the animal kingdom, if there's no more spreading of the seed and they're starting to age, their value lessens. But there's a value that the older maternals have in terms of still child rearing, as they could still do their duties from an animal standpoint, even if they're older. They could still assist the mom. They could still gather. So if the males, in the animal kingdom again, if the male's worth is very energy expendituring, is very strength dependent, they have a burnout or a age out much sooner than the female. And so you know, the women can then be more relevant in that child, because it's all about the children and the child rearing. They don't want the woman having to take care of the older man in nature. They want the woman taking care of the babies. So an older man in nature is not as advantageous for the survival of the species. I think it is. You know, in modern day, you got grandpas, things like that. But if you go back to animal kingdom, that's why humans might not be as evolved to protect the male to the degree that they protect the female. And that is what could be happening. And so then we have to work harder to, you know, have that health and stave off. Because nature's like, look, we're done. We don't need you. So, you know, you're eating less food, you're taking less resources, more for the babies and the grandbabies and the great-grandbabies. It's a shame that's the way it is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are in Kentucky to assess damages from deadly flooding in the eastern part of the Commonwealth. They'll meet with some of the families that are affected. The President will also get a briefing on the cleanup and recovery efforts from local, state, and FEMA officials. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee is no fan of the name of the bill and also says the bill will increase taxes during a period of inflation and recession.
This is a terrible bill. Look, they call it the Inflation Reduction Act. This is the most Orwellian name I think I've seen in the United States Senate in the 12 years that I've been here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Democrats claim the bill will create jobs and lower energy costs. Leading up to the vote, some corporate tax measures were relaxed. The July inflation numbers are set to be released on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So do you guys remember in March there was a fire at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant? There was fighting. It broke out between Russian and Ukrainian forces. Local area was on alert. Everybody was worried about exposure. It's the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, the 10th largest in the world. And then I believe Russian forces took over, held Ukrainian workers at gunpoint to keep working round the clock. They were exhausted. And in order to get to that plant, there was a lot of fighting, a lot of damage, and it was... We were concerned that the radiation levels would rise. Russia said, don't worry, the levels are not rising. It's all good. Well, apparently fighting has begun again near that area. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has issued grim warnings that the Russian invasion could plunge the world into nuclear disaster, again, surrounding the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. It is standing perilously close to the front lines of battle between The Ukrainian city of Enerhodar along the Dnipro River, which is Russian-occupied. And obviously Ukrainian officials, Ukrainian forces want to have complete control of that and just, keep Russia away. And this is why, like I said, I really credit Ukraine, because they're the ones that are keeping us from World War III. I think World War III might inevitably happen, but they're doing their best, because Russia having control of these power plants really puts the world in a vice. So on Friday, Russians shelled the power plant twice. Not sure why, but again, they're idiots. It damaged critical infrastructure and radiation sensors. They say the attacks, according to the Daily Beast, continued throughout the weekend. The nuclear power company, Energotum, told the Telegram Post on Friday that the attacks came within hours of each other, with the second attack using rocket-propelled grenades that struck Zaporizhia near one of the power units where the nuclear reactor is located. They said there are risks of hydrogen leakage and sputtering of radioactive substances. Fire danger is high. On Sunday, more explosions could be heard. They say this time a nuclear catastrophe was miraculously avoided, but miracles cannot last forever. So the plant is still in control of the Russians, but handled by Ukrainians. Both sides blame each other for the attacks, of course. They say overnight, following talks with European Council President Charles Michel, President Zelensky warned, God forbid, something irreparable will happen. No one will stop the wind, and that will spread the radioactive contamination. Russian nuclear terror requires a stronger response from the international community. Sanctions on the Russians' nuclear industry and nuclear fuel. So, you know, what Zelensky has been saying from day one hasn't changed. All right? They can't do this alone. I mean, they're going to try. And if they have to do it alone, you know, can they at least have some help in terms of supplies and in terms of weapons and ammunition? But we act like what's happening with Russia is just a Russia-Ukraine thing. And, you know, I'm just blown away at you know, we're almost, you know, just reliving or revisiting what we saw in history back in the 1930s, going into the 1940s, of how we have a country that is completely, you know, out of its mind, trying to decimate and commit genocide, having camps, sending people off, and you know, it's there's a report that there has been trafficking of Ukrainian women and children. I don't have that in front of me, but that Ukrainian women and children are now being trafficked off into the UAE as sex slaves. Now, I thought this is what the UN was supposed to be here to stop that. You're having people carted off to camps. You're having people killed. You're having their papers taken away, their phones taken away. If they at all look like they're dissidents or Ukrainian patriots. And now we're being told that, you know, the women and children are being sent off and trafficked. This sex slavery, this is in the United Arab Emirates, this is according to defense experts. When do we step in? Everybody said the Holocaust will never happen again. We will not let, you know, anything like, you know, what Hitler and the Nazis did happen again. Well, it's happening. I mean, what else are people waiting for? They waited in the 1930s, they're waiting now. So, my worry, and I've said this from the beginning, is I don't necessarily want American boots on the ground. I don't want us losing our lives, you know, over, you know, with a war that, you know, is caused by a maniac. I would rather we, you know, do some, you know, very strategic maneuvers, because I feel like we're going to get involved anyway. I think we just pledged another $1 billion in help, which is really, really nice. I believe it says here, Pentagon announces another $1 billion in additional security assistance for Ukraine. That's very, very nice. They're giving more weapons and all that. But when you look at this and you look at the money we're spending, the billions of dollars, if we end up still needing to go to war with Russia, because they did puncture, you know, and holes into the nuclear reactor. Or they are, we're finally taking action to help the, you know, women and children and the people being slaughtered. I'm going to say, why didn't we do this billions of dollars ago? I just kind of get the feeling that Russia's not going to stop. And I get, we got, you know, China and their drills with Taiwan and, you know, we need to, you know, save up. We need to, but we're not really saving up. We're giving a lot of money to Ukraine, and Ukraine is doing a fantastic job considering their size. But would it have been money better spent to just, you know, show some force? And I get it. We cannot get involved in another group's conflict. But then the UN's job is to keep world peace. If it's not America's job, the UN's job. So, you know, what's the UN doing? Now, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said any attack to a nuclear plant is a suicidal thing. Okay. Guterres called for the International Atomic Energy Agency to get access to the plant. We fully support the IAEA and all their efforts in retaliation to create the conditions of stabilization of the plant. Do you want some advice? If you want to stabilize the plant, stop Russia from firing onto it. I think that might be money better spent. Russian authorities confirmed damage to the plant. It said it had been caused by an artillery strike launched by Ukrainian nationalists. Yeah, right. Two high-voltage power lines and a water pipeline were damaged as a result of shelling. They said only thanks to the effective and timely actions of the Russian military in covering the nuclear power facility, its critical infrastructure was not affected. So I don't know what the hell is going on, but I really believe that, you know, if they want to mess with the world, and if they think they're going down, and if, you know, winter's coming and, you know, their economy is failing, the more desperate Russia starts to feel, the more desperate they can act. And I think the most vulnerable, where we are the most vulnerable, are our women and children and the nuclear plants. So, you know, what we're sending money, which is, you know, bipartisanly, you know, accepted and popular. And I love that we're supporting Ukraine, but I just wonder if we're spending good money after bad when we could have months ago maybe nipped this in the bud earlier. And I just... Yeah. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we knew something like this was coming. When you have a state that's asking for help, we just talked about how Ukraine was asking for help before with Russia. Well, you've had Texas that has been asking for help, Arizona, and other states that have been dealing with the influx of migrants. Some of them criminals, cartel, and the overload and the flow and not having enough shelters, and has been asking for help for a while. When other states that might not be of the same political party are telling them, well, what are you whining about? And do your job. You know, we do not support any, you know, wall on the border, or any, you know, strict measures, or all these things that we have been fighting for since the Trump, or fighting over since the Trump administration. Now that they're getting involved, it's a crisis. So New York has been getting busloads of migrants. And they have a tiny, tiny fraction of what Texas is dealing with, and it's already a disaster. New York Mayor Eric Adams has claimed that some of these migrants are being forced on buses from Texas. About, I think, 54 plus another 14, so 68 migrants arrived in New York over the weekend from a bus from Texas. Abbott's office indicated that New York is now a designated drop-off location for the busing strategy as part of the governor's response to the Biden administration's open border policies overwhelming Texas communities. He says it's unimaginable what the governor in Texas has done. Adams says, when you think about this country, a country that has always been open to those who were fleeing persecution and other intolerable conditions, we've always welcomed that, and this governor is not doing that in Texas. But we are going to set the right message, the right tone of being here with these families. Now, Abbott began sending hundreds of migrants who they said were willing on buses to D.C. earlier this year. And he had said that to board a bus or flight, a migrant must volunteer to be transported and show documentation from the DHS. So over 5,100 migrants arrived in Washington from Texas on more than 135 buses. And now New York City is another destination. And Adams, Mayor Eric Adams, has boasted that his city is a sanctuary city. The problem is their shelters are overwhelmed. For some reason, people think Texas shelters are nice and open. Texas has been overwhelmed for a while. They have been saying they've been overwhelmed. The Border Patrol has been saying they're overwhelmed. So the only way to get other people to kind of see what they're talking about is to have them live through it. But it looks like it's still not... Instead, Abbott is getting more hate and criticism. So Manuel Castro, commissioner for the mayor's immigrant office, told CNN that New York is a right-to-shelter city, so anyone who needs shelter may receive it. That's nice in theory, but they have exhausted their regular shelter space. So now they're trying to lease space at hotels. He said these are families, these are people. They have a right to be here as asylum seekers, and New York is here to welcome them. They frankly need a lot of support. They've traveled a long way to get here. And I think that's really nice that they're doing that. But again, who's paying for this? And it's chaotic. I am a daughter of an immigrant. I am very for us having immigrants come here and become citizens, learn the language, work. And, you know, America is a melting pot for that reason. But there has to be a system. And if we're taking on too many and there's gluts and people are overwhelmed, then it has to slow down. But, you know, when you have most of the world wanting to come to America, there's only so much we could do. So around 40 people were expected to arrive Sunday. Some of the migrants who did arrive told the mayor that they have relatives in other cities. So they didn't necessarily want to come to New York. They wanted to go to other locations. So I get it. You come to the country, you want to go to the city where your other family has gotten to. I get that. But again, what resources? Now, should these people have money and take the bus themselves? You know, I'm kind of confused because, I mean, it was rough during Ellis Island days. And my mom's side of the family had to go through Ellis Island. And if you were sick, you got turned away. If you had no money, you got turned away. And you had to show proof that you had somebody who was going to sponsor you, that there was somebody that was going to feed you or give you a job, or you couldn't come in. The country did not have the funds. Well, now that we can print money, you know, like it's, you know, envelope stickers, you know, it's a different story, but it, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean we have the money. Look at what happened with the baby formula issue. We don't have enough baby formula still for Americans and migrants who are moving to these other areas. So, you know, how are babies getting fed? So for migrants that go, look, you know, we don't want to go to New York, but, you know, we got some family in Philly. So we really want to go to Philly. I don't know who's going to pay for them to go to Philly. I like Philly, so I get it. I like Philly, but it costs me money to go to Philly. So they're trying to say that these people were hijacked or abducted, and it's a tough situation. I get why people want to come here. It's dangerous in other areas. I get that. You know, but sadly, the crime the wolves in sheep's clothing are taking advantage of all this. And here we are on the government dime, bringing people to D.C., bringing people to New York, bringing them to other cities. I mean, how many of us would love to see a family member? We Americans don't get free travel. And it's I don't want to sound spoiled, but eventually, you know, people are going to fight back. And now we're being told that Americans' views on immigration are starting to harden even more. Apparently, many more Americans want to cut the flows. There, after 2 years of border chaos, caravans, trafficking deaths, there seems to be more enthusiasm to have a better system at the border. And that's what most of us are asking for. Republicans, it went from 48% to 69%. Democrats, 13 to 17 points. The polling reflects glowing concern over the chaos at the border. Pollsters noted that U.S. attitudes over immigration were highly fractured and a rough three-way split between those who wanted people's flows reduced, increased, and those who wanted to keep it at current levels. And that's interesting. You know, those who want the flow increased, where are they living? Now, and I get it. You have individuals that know what's going on over there. Like, I mean, the Ukrainians that are trying to flee the genocide. I don't blame them for wanting to bring them over here before they get slaughtered. But, you know, what do? We have Guatemala, we have El Salvador, we have Nicaragua, we have Mexico. You know, I mean, you know, how many, you know, we can't absorb all these other countries. And where the hell is the UN? Isn't the UN supposed to, with this huge refugee crisis? Everybody says we're not in a recession, we're not in a war, we're not in a crisis. Then why do we have floods of people trying to come to America? You know, anyway. So, the fact that attitudes are starting to change, people are starting to get a little nervous. You know, if these crimes that are committed by migrants or illegal immigrants, you know, make the media circuit, that makes people nervous. They're like, why, you know, we already have enough crime. And everyone's like, yeah, but it's only the one. And so then the media make a big deal of the one. It's still one too many. Any crimes are one too many. Any murders are one too many. So, I am for immigration, but a process that is consistent. And if we're full, if we don't have enough resources, then we don't have enough resources. And we have to tell people that. 1-877-DOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.